We're joined now by Indiana Senator Evan Bayh. He's a Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, and he'll vote on whether or not to confirm Robert Gates when he goes up for his nomination hearings. And welcome to the program, Senator.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
You called for Defense Secretary Rumsfeld to step down after his first trip to Iraq 2 years ago. You must be pleased with this change.
I think it's good for America. And, it's better that wisdom come late than not at all. But now we have an opportunity for not just a change in personnel, although I think that's a step in the right direction. We have a chance for a change in policy. So I do think this is a good step.
What kind of policy change would you like to see?
Well, two things. We have to understand that Iraq is not the central front in the war on terror, as the president has been saying. As a matter of fact, it is detracting from our ability to deal with graver threats to our country that are more closely linked to terror, such as Iran and Afghanistan. So we need to begin the process, Madeline, of bringing closure to our presence in Iraq and stabilizing that country as much as we can on our way out so that we can now pivot to deal with the greater dangers that I see. That's number one. Number two, we're going to be able to do that by forcing the Iraqis to address domestic political differences that they have been unable or unwilling to resolve up to this time.
Do you think it's too late?
Well, I do think it is. Probably not achievable at this point to create some sort of idealistic democracy that people across the Islamic world will look to and say, we want to be like that. But, can we stabilize it some as we begin to extricate ourselves? Well, that's what we need to aim for. So I think we have to redefine our definition of what success is all about.
And when Robert Gates comes before your committee, what will be the questions you will ask him, and what do you want to hear from him?
Well, a couple of things. I'd like to know that he's a realist and not an ideologue. I think we need to deal with the world as it is, not as we wish it might be. That's number one. And by reputation, he is more of a realist. Number two, I'd like to see that he's a consensus builder. I think one of the problems with Secretary Rumsfeld is that he was unwilling to listen to different points of view, to consider the fact that from time to time we're all human and make errors, including him. And so we want someone who's strong, but also someone who is willing to listen and to learn. So those are the things I'm going to be looking for in Secretary Gates. And also, what does he propose to do about our problem in the Middle East, starting with Iraq, but then also including Iran and Afghanistan?
Will you ask him for a timetable?
I'm going to ask his opinion about a timetable. I'm going to ask his opinion about how do we begin the process of bringing closure to Iraq so we can deal with the graver threats that confront us, and what he would propose to do or what his position would be with regard to getting the Iraqis to do what only they can do, Madeline, and that is to reach some sort of consensus about the future of their country. But here's the key point. Until they do that, until they are willing to accomplish what only they can do, it doesn't matter how long we stay, it doesn't matter how many troops we have, it doesn't matter how much we spend or how many American soldiers die, unless the Iraqis get their act together. And so I'm going to ask him for his thoughts about what he thinks would be the best course to accomplish that.
Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.